June 3rd, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see the great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of all ages. These are tenuous times in which to live. If you are a Christian believer, all around you are signs of my displeasure of the choices man makes. He chooses to please himself and not me. The ones closest to me recognize this and are anxious about my impending justice. At the same time, these are grace-filled times, as I make every effort to protect and increase the remnant faithful. The remnant faithful are the hope of perpetuating Christianity. So many scoff and disregard all the miracles performed over the ages. Even here today, on this property, the miracles given and clearly shown are disbelieved by most. It is far easier to disbelieve than to believe and have to live according to holy love. I count on my faithful to promote holy love amidst disbelief. Holy love is like a life raft amidst a sea of secularism. Once aboard, you will see the dangers all around you. You will clearly see the sharks of the abuse of authority in governments, in all politics, even in some church circles. The truth is challenged whenever it is making a difference. The goal of success is in money, runaway authority, and popularity. These types of success lead to failure in my eyes. Each soul has the allotted time of his lifespan to prove to me that he loves me above all else. All of man's secondary goals must be just that, secondary. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.